Good morning, Peter.
Morning, Nick.
Now, what's the current status of the protest at the moment? Is the land clearance continuing?
Well, actually, very interesting. They're very, obviously, very keen not to be observed. They put up fencing that was clothed in dense shade cloth so that people couldn't see. Then put up another fence, the same inside that, so that even if you could get above the first fence, you couldn't see much. But you could still film. And they made pretense of going away and finishing their day. Yesterday, protesters who'd had been there since 7 sort of folded up their tents and went away, and it's obvious that they then went back and worked until dark and removed a whole lot of stuff. So late afternoon yesterday, they did another 2 hours, and they've really flattened and scraped back to bare soil, so none of the debris is now visible, so that's not going to be on the bad PR stuff. This morning, they're at work again. The police have initially closed off one of the access streets to the area where the protest is being held, but they've exceeded their authority, apparently, and that's now open again. We've got someone locked on to one of the bulldozers and other people inside the fence, as they did yesterday. A lot of passive, non-violent resistance being shown. So it's all still happening, and it's happening, and it's very violent and ugly, and people can go onto the web and find film of the destruction work going on, trees being just pulled out with a big excavator by the roots.
Has there been any response from the council or a WestConnex spokesman around this?
No. No, the only thing we've seen in recent times has been the minister responding to Penny Sharp at the Estimates Committee, in which he basically told a lot of mistakes, I won't say lies, but mistakes, not a problem. What the government is offering on this, because of the shonkiness of the biodiversity laws these days, is offsets. So that's like for like, officially, although they've watered that down too, for somewhere else. As you'd know, open space in the inner parts of Sydney is getting pretty rare and is still being soaked up and taken away. Natural bushland is even more rare. This was preserved under the first M5 because it was so rare. As you said, it's critically endangered. Mm. So any offset is A, going to be a lot further west in Sydney because that's where the other stuff is, but it's also going to be something that should itself be being protected because it's critically endangered. So it's not really an offset. It's just saying, oh, well, we won't destroy everything. Well, not quite clear that WestConnex isn't going to do that. It's destroyed social heritage in Haverfield. Now we're doing natural heritage here. Every other kind of heritage is going under the financial bulldozer.
Is there anything left that we can do to limit the damage?
No, I would say. Other than being there, bearing witness and making life difficult for WestConnex and in effect costing the project more money, which is a muddled kind of strategy in some ways, but it does only help people feel better because it's just so awful. It's very distressing. There were birds wandering around yesterday, desperately looking for nests that had been ripped down with a tree. No effort was made to deal with that. There was nobody on site who was trained and equipped to deal with that. There'd been no salvage plan at all that we've been able to find out that would rescue the seeds and cuttings in any serious, substantial way, such as was done a week ago in a very short space of time, very few people, no chance to plan it. There's been no attempt to save the topsoil where all the microorganisms, lots of the seed material and all the bacteria and fungi all live in the topsoil. Well, they've not been saved. As far as we know, they're not going to be. Now, it's all very, very grim out there, Nick, but we'd love to have more people down to make WestConnex and the government aware that this is not something that people appreciate.
Peter, thank you for letting us know, and thank you for talking to Breakfast. And on a personal note from me, best of luck with the protests.
Thanks, Nick.